Welcome to today's episode of TSARP. I'm your host, Andrew Weir, and today our co-host is Sam.
It's episode 234 today.
It is. Wait, 234? Whoa, yeah. That's crazy. That's like a sequence. You know, on the 31st of December last year, last year was aired like 123123. Really epic.
Another 1,000 years for that to happen.
We have a really cool topic today. It's one of our favorite topics. It's AI, and to make it even better, it's NVIDIA AI news. Okay, I just made some money today. That was a joke. I don't own any NVIDIA stock, well, a tiny bit. Is releasing its new AI chip in China later this year. So this chip is supposed to be installed on like everyday PCs, like anyone's computer. And it's really epic because ChatGPT obviously isn't actually running on your computer. It's in the browser. But now, to make it faster, to make it easier, you can even, you know, customize it a lot more, having it actually locally run on your computer. There's a ton of benefits. Also takes the load off servers, external servers, a lot cheaper for companies like ChatGPT or other up-and-coming AI companies to just be like, run it on your PC. A lot easier. So NVIDIA is releasing these chips so that you can do all of those things. I assume that, I don't know if it's going to be like a part of the graphics card, because NVIDIA normally makes graphics cards, or if it's going to be like something different.
I think it will be.
You think it will be? All right, let me take...
Separately and with the...
Okay. Yeah, because like NVIDIA packs a lot of things into their graphics cards, not just like graphics stuff. It all relates to graphics, but like, you know, there's memory in there and a GPU and all that stuff. So, yeah, I think you're right, Sam. I think that it will be attached and not. They'll make all different versions. So that's pretty exciting. Sam, what if we make the Sam AI, right? And it's built into your computer. And then, like, no one would have any idea that when you log on Discord, because the AI is in your computer, it can do that. It's not really you. It's Sam AI.
Wait, you haven't heard the news? I have been for the past 100 episodes.
Really? What's a question? This is like all those sci-fi movies. What's a question only the real Sam would know? Let me think. Okay. What grade did you pee your pants? Oh, wait, I don't know that. Please say none.
hold on.
There we go. You're gonna do. Don't say eighth. Do not say eighth. So this is exciting news, and I am a fanboy of CNBC. I think you all know this at this point. So I heard this topic on CNBC. They were talking about it. So I texted Sam. I was like, "Yo, let put this in the topics list. I want to talk to about it." And it's a pretty good one. Like I said, I'm very excited. All right, should we do a second one? There's a lot of things going on. I believe CES starts tomorrow, the 9th. Love CES. My man Dan Ives, okay, love Dan Ives. He is there right now, and he was posting pictures of the Sphere, because CES is always in Las Vegas. And I'm like, whoa, it would be epic to be at CES, but you need to have... like a registered LLC or any registered company, which surprisingly TSARP isn't, which might happen soon if the TSARP funds increase a little bit. And then you also need to be over 18, which is the saddest part because I'm epic and they should invite me. I wish I could go, but I can't. So maybe one day though. Maybe one day. All right. I think I just looked it up. CS is a trade-only event for individuals 18 years of age or older, and is affiliated with the consumer technology industry. Consumer technology, we're borderline. All right. So, let's see. I think I was trying to look up the date, Sam. Do you have it? January 9th through 12th. Yeah. I'll be giving you guys updates. Hopefully people post on Twitter. I am all over the CNBC Twitter, and not like I'm on it. No, I read all of it. So, a bunch of people from CNBC is there. So I'll hear all the stuff. NASDAQ, Our favorite stock exchange. Okay, that's a lie. I've been to both. They're both epic. But I believe their president will be there. Like, a ton of awesome people. But anyway, so that's our second topic. Let's do our fun fact today. I'm going a little quick because we have a whole list here. Yeah. So what's our fun fact? All right, I found it. Russian cosmonaut Valery Polyakov on Soyuz TM-18 leaves for MIR. He would stay on the space station until March 22, 1995. That's it. I was like, okay, I'm doing this horribly. For a record, this is crazy, 437 days in space. Could you imagine being in space for like for more than a year? That's like a year and a half almost. But oh my god, that's crazy. I couldn't even imagine that. It's like a third of a year. It's a year and a third around that. What do you say, Sam?
How do you think the cell reception is in space? Do you think it could still do T-SARP?
Yeah, well, they do have internet up there, but yeah. From what I know, I don't know if it's all, okay, I might be wrong with this, but I think it goes out at some times, but they do have internet up there at least part of the day. I think it's all of the day. I mean, you're so close to the satellites, you must. You're a satellite yourself. But yeah, all right, well, there you go. That's our tech fun fact. Let's get on. Oh, there's Duolingo news. This is quite something. This is everyone's fears coming true. Duolingo laid off 10% of its contractors because of, you guessed it, AI. That's crazy. People are like, oh no, AI is going to take our jobs. And it really hasn't.
Yeah.
Right? We have the really awesome AI, but like no layoffs have been because of AI. Well, we had our first publicized big one, 10%. Now, just of its contractors. So that's not all of their staff. That I don't know how much of their staff is contractors. Sam, maybe you can find fact, but I'm not sure. But 10% of its contractors were laid off because of AI. That's scary. I'm on Twitter. X. Ms. Thompson said to me today. Amy said to me today. She was like, when do you think they're going to stop saying, because I was watching CNBC, in school. I know it was advisory teachers, because some of my teachers do listen. She was like, when do you think they're going to stop saying X, formerly Twitter? And I'm like, I don't know, give it a year, maybe they'll stop saying it. I don't know. I'm trying to switch over. Like, stop trying to live in the past. It's gone. It's not coming back. Elon has got to switch back, so you just got to adjust. But I don't know. I just saw this thing that said Wacom and Duolingo within 2 days of each other. I don't know what they have to do with each other, but I don't know. So there you go. That's scary. AI, this is supposed to be a speed run. Let's go faster. So apparently, OpenAI claims the New York Times copyright lawsuit is without merit. So we had a whole episode about this the other day. So if you want to go and watch that one after this one, it was pretty good. It's got a lot of useful information about what's going on here in the AI world with this lawsuit. But basically, New York Times is suing OpenAI. We go more in depth in that other episode. But now OpenAI is saying, no, they should not be suing us. They have no grounds to sue. They have no merit. We did it within the laws of copyright. Who knows? That's right. They're going to court. They're going to fight it. We'll see who wins. It's probably going to be a long time. Lawsuits take a long time. Maybe we're going to be a little biased though, Sam. So they won't select us. They have to pick people that are like, I don't know what AI is. Oh wait, no, that probably doesn't work. They got to pick people that are like, I'm neutral on AI. Cause that's what juries have to be neutral. We obviously say how much we love AI on here. So they wouldn't pick us. All right. Let's see. LG unveils its Alpha 11 AI processor. Another AI chip? Whoa, we had the NVIDIA's earlier. LG, epic company. You guys probably know and make monitors, TVs, laptops too, the LG Grams. Make a ton of different stuff. And yeah, they're releasing an AI chip. The reason also is that this plays into CES, because LG's always at CES, and they always release stuff, is we also might be doing topics and news that has come out of CES, and we might not know is out of CES, so over the next few days, we'll have some topics, a lot of topics, so get ready for CES week, because it's going to be fun. All right, Volkswagen plans to, oh my god, another. Another AI topic. Well, we can't get away with them. All of them have been AI so far today. Volkswagen plans to add an AI-powered chatbot into all Volkswagen models equipped with its IDA voice assistant starting in Europe. Volkswagen is a European company, which is why they're probably starting in Europe. But that's sad. I want it in America. But yeah, I mean, they're just trying to see, where is AI going to be useful? Let's put it there. I feel a lot of the time it is just a ChatGPT replica. Don't include a chatbot. Don't include a co-pilot unless it's been specifically trained to hold a lot of knowledge about whatever you're implementing it in. This is my statement.
Yeah.
What?
They don't. That's a horrible idea if they don't.
I know. It's like Copilot, I like on the desktop because I've been testing this, and I haven't been able to play enough with it. But I believe that you can do things. I was pretty sure I did this the other day. Like, you guys can't see my screen, but turn on light mode, and this should do it. Let's see. It's responding. Turn off dark mode. Yes. Oh! I forgot how bad that is. Nope, turn it back, turn it back, turn it back. Turn it back now, please. So like Copilot on my computer can actually do things like turn on dark mode, turn off dark mode, change settings. Okay, and that's what makes Copilot pretty useful. Whereas ChatGPT in my browser can't do that. So that's why Copilot's better than just ChatGPT in a way. If you don't have functionality like that, don't include it. I went to, I forget what company, it might have even been Volkswagen's website, where they had a chatbot on the website, not in the cars yet. It might have been another car company. I was pretty sure it was a car company. And like you could be like, okay, code me a website. And then it would make a website. And it's like, okay, you're just ChatGPT, not like a specific chatbot. So there's so many of those. So that's why like these chatbots need to be specific. So hopefully that's what Volkswagen's doing. Maybe it will have things like, okay, change the setting, not drive for me. Hopefully they don't include that. And other stuff like, okay, what's my, you know, make and model exactly? What's, you know, all different stuff. So if they can make it really specific and useful on these cars, I'll accept it. But if it's basically a ChatGPT clone, I'll be like, eh. Which, again, that is a little bit of an exception because it's in your car. So they should add in a little of that because it would just be easier than like pulling out your phone while you're driving. Can't do that. It's a difficult topic to adjust to. All right. Despite free access to GPT-4, Microsoft's Copilot app hasn't impacted ChatGPT installs or revenue. You can't install ChatGPT. That's probably why. I was wondering that because, like I just said, Copilot is really useful. What?
You can install ChatGPT.
Oh, like on your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I was a little wrong there.
But
you can on your computer. So I was half right, half wrong. I said I was wrong today to Mr. Farr about some other topic, something not important. I'll tell you in a few days. Because NDA. He was like, what? What is that? You were wrong? I was like, yeah, I'm wrong sometimes. How about that? All right. So I was wondering that because Stephen said it himself, like Copilot, like I could just use it and get ChatGPT 4. instead of having to pay $20 a month. I'm very surprised that has not impacted revenue. Amazon announced today. Oh, I think we finally found one. Amazon announced today that it's launching health condition programs, a new initiative that aims to make it easier for people to discover digital health benefits to help manage chronic conditions. Wow, that is quite something. What do you say, Sam?
That's a mouthful. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Amazon, yeah, so basically we had talked about this before. Amazon's doing all these health things, delivering drugs by drones, which is quite something. But this program is its health condition program. And it's an initiative, like I said, that aims to make it easier for people to discover digital health benefits. So basically you probably get a lot of these health benefits through different subscriptions and apps, and even there's probably websites. Like I know Mark Cuban is making a website called Cost Plus Drugs, I believe that's what it is. And basically, you can save a lot of money on medication. And there's all these other sites like that. I know GoodRx. I'm not trying to plug these. These are just brand names. I know.
We're sponsored.
No, we're not at all. Yeah, Cost Plus Drugs and GoodRx are all these companies that give you like really good rewards and savings on pharmaceutical stuff and, you know, medicines. So I assume that's what this is. It's going to like help you like, okay, put in your conditions. Oh, great. Well, all these services can either, you know, are medications that can help you with this at a good cost. Like it said, health benefits, maybe even like, oh, here's a really innovative and cheap insurance company that is just starting out and it's all online. You know, there's all these really great benefits online that you can take advantage of that you don't know. So Amazon's playing around a little bit with it. Also, here's it's back to AI. Amazon is now using large language models, generative AI, and machine learning to power 4 AI-powered features that will help customers find clothing that fits. Wow, that's a big issue with shopping online, because all brands, every brand has like a different size, right? Like if I, you know, I don't know, Sam, what's your size? Extra, extra small? so mean. Okay, so, you know, say Sam's an extra, extra large, because we know he's not. And then, you know, that's at Macy's. But then he goes over to Lululemon, because Sam loves to shop at Lululemon. And he's an extra, 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 extra large there, which I couldn't even imagine. Sam, you would literally be covered in the shirt. Like, 5 times. He wouldn't know, and he would get the wrong size. So then,
Oh no.
But now Amazon is using AI to power 4 different features. You need 4 just to accomplish the task of finding clothes that fit. It's a very big issue, like I said, even though, you know, we were joking around with Sam being an extra, 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 extra large, which is not at all, completely the opposite. But, what?
You have proof?
Yeah, go to our Twitter. But it is seriously an issue that some people have. They waste money, they can't return them, it's a whole thing, so hopefully these features will help with that. Are we done with the AI? Apple this morning confirmed... Oh, yes, we are. Apple this morning confirmed that the Vision Pro will be available in the U.S. starting February 2nd. Wow, that's like a headline, but we couldn't even do it because we had a better one. Wow, okay. Joseph is going to be happy. Joseph is on here sometimes. Is a big fan, or likes to track the Vision Pro news. I don't know. I always hear, like, he's like, when's it coming out? From what I know, is that, now we know, February 2nd, but I don't think they're releasing a bunch. From what I know, it's going to be a small batch, and they don't expect too many sales. Like, they're expect, for Apple, not too many. For any other company, a large amount. They don't expect, like, the sale of an iPhone, because they know it's expensive. It's not for the normal household. I will not be ordering one. Sam will not be ordering one. Steven won't be ordering one. You won't know a lot of people with them because they're $3,500, which is insane. So honestly crazy, but starting February 2nd. And that's it. We did it, Sam. Can you believe we got through all the topics? That took forever.
There's actually one more that I want to mention.
Oh, no. Is it AI?
No.
Yes.
Actually not. So at CES tomorrow, Samsung is revealing or like bringing out their like see-through television pretty much. It's so cool.
Wow. LG, I believe, normally does stuff like that. They had like the wallpaper TV that they released at CES. Did they have a see-through? I thought they had a see-through, too, that they were releasing at CES. But let me look this up. Can you find...
It's combined. It's Samsung and LG.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, because I knew LG was working on a lot of these things. But see, I'm looking it up now. See-through TV. Oh, there's also the see-through fridge, which is already on the market, which is quite interesting. Hey, Steven liked their Twitter post. And then I gotta talk about that, but I'm gonna forget. Not Steven liking the Twitter post. Yes. All right, I see it. But LG's been like very like innovative in the TV space. All different crazy things that they're doing now, transparent TVs with Samsung. Pretty awesome.
Imagine just having a TV as a window.
I know, like, I want to show you this image. Oh, there's no TVs in here. Wait, I have see-through windows. Well, everyone has those. That's also a TV. I have see-through windows. You know where I was going with that.
Did I?
Yes, you did. All right. Okay, I got a me thing. You ready for a me thing? I wore two watches today, and I'm proud of it. My family was like, people are going to be like, why are you wearing two watches? And I'm like, I don't care. I'm doing the two watch thing. A lot of billionaires. Okay. I shouldn't say a lot. I believe Kevin O'Leary, shark on Shark Tank, wears two watches. But I couldn't find this, but I thought I saw like a YouTube short, where he said that he wore two watches. Oh yes. Yes. I think this is it.
Whoa!
I don't think it is. But he does. He wears two watches. I can't prove that, but I'm pretty sure he does. But I'm doing it now. I got an Apple Watch and my regular, you know, old-fashioned watch that I like a lot. Recently got it for Christmas, but I also wanted to wear a Apple Watch, so I'm doing both. Not on the same wrist. That would also be sick, but one on each wrist. That's Andrew's wacky thing of the day. By the way, I forgot to do my drink review on Friday, and I had a frozen Coke from McDonald's, and it was like a pretty... I don't have those often, so it would have been perfect for a drink review. But I didn't do it. So that was it. Today I finished my coffee already. Speaking of drinks, I've been drinking a lot more water, which is so exciting of a topic. I was trying to drink 8 cups of water today because that's the human, like, okay, you're doing good. You know how much I normally drink, Sam?
Probably the same amount as me every day.
How much is that?
Not a lot.
Yeah, I normally drink on a good day 2 cups. You're supposed to drink 8.
About that, yeah.
On probably a normal day, none. I probably drink the same amount of days I drink none. I probably drink like 1 cup of water. But I do not drink water. So I was trying to go for 8 today. Okay. And you're not supposed... So you're supposed to drink 8 cups of water, but like you can't drink more than 4 in 1 hour. Okay? So you can't drink more than 4. And I was like, okay, let me just chug some water. And then I remembered that you can't drink more than 4 in 1 day. Oh, wait, no. I don't think it's 4 cups in 1 day. I think it's... No, it is 4 cups in 1 day you can't drink. In 1 hour. Anyway, there's a cap to how much water you should drink. And then there's a minimum of how much water you should drink. And I was trying to get the minimum, which is 8, because normally I shoot way below it. Anyway, I'm doing all right. I think I drank four so far today. I need to drink 4 more today. I'll update you tomorrow on this very exciting topic.
I'm very intrigued.
I know you are, Sam. I think that's about it. There was a bunch of things that popped into my head that I wanted to mention, but I think I covered them all. Yeah. So I know if you're all, so here's one last one. I know the dates that TSARP will reach milestones. January 31st, right, Sam? No, 30th.
No, 31st.
Hold on. Hold on. It's the 31st. No, I thought it was the 30th, January
30th. No, it's April 30th.
Okay, I have no idea now, but I do know April 30th, TSARP will reach 300. I don't know when 250, because apparently I'm wrong. I'll have to double check that. But yeah, all right, so there's the dates. And I think that will be pretty much it. You want to play some in brackets games? Maybe I'll take a look at one or two.
Do we have any more to play?
Oh, I have a bunch from all different people.
Oh, okay, sure.
The in-brackets website's broken, and that's the school's fault. Wait, who posted this? The guy who codes posted, "I keep missing the TSARP streams." Okay, I'm very happy. I don't know who this is. But
you're
like
happy that they missed it.
No, because Dark Mode never watches, Kidoya Dark Mode never watches TSARP, and I feel like they would love it, but I don't want to say it too much, like, watch TSARP, because, like, they'll get angry if they don't want to. But this guy who goes to a different school said, "I keep missing TSARP," which it makes me so happy that he at least knows what TSARP is and wants to watch it. He just misses it. So, all right, I'll take it. I'll take it as a win. HS, who is also on Kodalai, said, "I keep missing GymKid Wednesday." At least they want to watch GymKid Wednesday. They're not, but at least they want to. All right, I'm happy. At least Dark Mode watches, or wants to watch TSARP. All right, let's do some in brackets. The website's currently broken, but hopefully it will be fixed at some point, and then it will be up and running. But until then, it's ready to go. You can play the games, you just can't vote yet. So maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll release it to play, but not to vote until it's fixed. But anyway, I can look at all the games. So let me pull it up. Preview. There we go. And then I think you all should be able to see it now. Sam, just test your volume.
Yeah.
There you go. Hello. Yeah, they can hear that. So here is the bracket for this in brackets. We already did mine, which is the top one. The title of it, "Really Cool Winter Storm, Please." Oh, it's "Please for This." It's supposed to be "Please Vote for This One," or "Bye Bye In Brackets Website" is the title of.
That's not fair.
I won't actually do it, but they don't know that. We already did Sam's. Let's see, what's this one? All right, let's take a look at this game. This is by, don't look. Oh God. Okay. Well, their name was up there. I'm sorry. I gotta remember that get rid of that for next time. But all right. "Welcome the Freeze Frenzy. Press space to continue." All right. How to play. Santa needs to deliver the presents to keep the kids. To the kids, but he is stuck in a snowstorm. Help Santa to deliver the presents and not to get frozen. Use arrows or WASD keys to control Santa. All right, go to the Elves Workshop to finish the game. You did it. Claim your prize here. Click the gift. You got a trophy. These don't save. Well, that's quite a game. I love it, honestly. And good job, Aditree, and none of you will ever know their last name. Right, there we go. We'll do one. We'll do one every day. We'll do in brackets. So thank you all for watching. Like, subscribe, share with a friend. And guess what? Guess what, everyone? You ready for this? You ready? Go watch. No. Go watch the other episodes. Lewis in the chat said 143 subs. Dang, is that good or bad? Because, like, Lewis hasn't watched in years. Okay, I just want to say that. Lewis, you got to watch more.
Yeah,
come on, Lulu. All right, well, thank you all for watching. Hey, name leak. Yeah, okay. And we said your first name, not your last name. We're allowed to say anyone's first name. Just don't say it, Sam. We already leaked someone else's last name. All right, thank you all for watching. We will see you, guess what, tomorrow. Oh, bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Say it more excitingly.
Bye, everyone. Oh, God.